Welcome to the AI Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and it's a pleasure to bring you the latest and most thrilling advancements in artificial intelligence from across the globe this Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Today, we're exploring groundbreaking technologies that are redefining the benchmarks in AI development. Let's plunge into the realm of AI-driven innovation, where I'd like to highlight a significant recent development in the insurance sector. Neptune Flood, recognized as the nation's premier private flood insurance provider, has been in the spotlight following its strategic acquisition of Charles River Data, a renowned data science consulting group based in Boston. This merger is more than a simple corporate transaction. It represents a critical turning point, underscoring the increasing influence and indispensable role of artificial intelligence in sectors once ruled by human expertise. Neptune Flood's Triton underwriting system, already at the forefront of technological integration in insurance, employs data analytics to revolutionize the assessment of flood risks and the underwriting of policies. With the inclusion of Charles River Data, Neptune is poised to extend these frontiers. The expertise of Charles River Data, deeply entrenched in big tech and academia, promises to significantly enhance their analytical prowess. This improvement goes beyond mere number crunching. It aims to elevate the precision and velocity of flood risk evaluations, making them more exact and, consequently, more dependable. You may be curious about the broader implications of this. The merger of Charles River's expertise signals a shift in the insurance industry's approach to risk management. With the power of advanced data science, machine learning, and notably generative AI, Neptune Flood is now positioned to conduct predictive analytics on a scale never seen before. This is not just progress, it's a revolution in policy underwriting, moving from conventional methods to highly sophisticated AI-driven processes that promise swifter, more precise outcomes. From Neptune's leadership perspective, this acquisition aligns strategically with their vision to harness the finest technology available to transform the insurance landscape. Neptune's CEO, Trevor Burgess, and Chief Risk Officer, Matt Duffy, view the collaboration with Charles River Data as a means to enhance their Triton system, reinforcing their industry leadership by establishing new benchmarks for operational efficiency and customer experience. Adding a personal dimension to this technological leap, Mike Desabe, a former Google data scientist, and Gleb Drobkov, a consulting expert from BCGX and co-founders of Charles River Data, are now integral to Neptune's team. Desabe steps in as Chief Data Science Officer and Drobkov as Chief Strategy Officer. Their collective experiences and insights are anticipated to bring a dynamic edge to Neptune's strategies, fostering further innovation. This acquisition transcends the narrative of one company assimilating another. It sets a precedent in the insurance industry, where AI and machine learning become not mere tools, but core components that redefine the delivery and perception of services. For consumers, the benefits are clear: quicker service, more precise pricing, and potentially a transformation in how we view insurance coverage in terms of accessibility and dependability. Technologically speaking, Neptune Flood's investment in state-of-the-art technology sends a resounding message to all sectors. The future has arrived, and it's driven by artificial intelligence. This step is not just about enhancing efficiency. It's a transformative move that could establish new operational standards across various industries. This development serves as a moment of reflection, prompting us to consider how AI and technology are reshaping even the most traditional sectors in profound ways. As we continue to observe Neptune Flood's progress post-acquisition, it will be intriguing to see how their augmented capabilities affect service delivery and how other companies might emulate their use of AI to redefine their operational frameworks. Digitization is vital for small businesses, particularly in today's fiercely competitive environment. For SMBs in Australia, adopting digital tools is not just about keeping up, it's about leveraging them to boost efficiency and profitability. Recent data offers fascinating insights. 45% of SMB retailers have reported improved employee retention and increased profits directly linked to their investments in automation. This trend goes beyond mere cost-cutting. It's about elevating service delivery and aligning with contemporary consumer expectations. For example, 67% of customers express a preference for businesses that employ automation for certain services, rather than relying solely on live staff. This inclination towards automated services may signal a broader trend where customers seek out swifter, more streamlined interactions. Delving into demographic shifts, we notice a strategic pivot towards engaging Gen Z. As their economic influence grows, more than half of SMB retail owners are now reshaping their marketing strategies to resonate with this younger cohort, a notable increase from just 43% in 2022. Targeting Gen Z involves more than just eye-catching campaigns. It requires integrating technologies that align with their digital-first lifestyle. Yet, while SMBs are eager to embrace digital transformation, the challenge often lies in balancing innovation with cost management. It's essential for business owners to not only select the right technologies, but also to construct a cohesive tech stack that doesn't overextend their finances. A recommended approach is to opt for integrated solutions from a single provider, which can prevent the inefficiencies and heightened costs associated with juggling tools from multiple sources. Turning our attention to another facet of the tech landscape, we encounter Tarifi, a specialized AI tool akin to more general solutions like ChatGPT, but crafted for the niche market of international trade and shipping. Tarifi is designed to tackle specific compliance challenges, such as accurately classifying goods under international shipping regulations, a task that can significantly affect taxation and customs processes. Tarifi exemplifies how AI can be customized to address particular industry hurdles, boosting precision and efficiency in areas where general AI tools may not suffice. The truly exciting aspect is observing how AI's versatility is being utilized to refine operations and cater to specific industry requirements, illustrating a broader trend where technology is not merely adopted wholesale, but tailored to meet unique challenges and sectors, expanding what small businesses can achieve in terms of efficiency and compliance on the global stage. And that concludes today's edition of the AI Daily Podcast. Thank you for joining me this Thursday to catch up on the latest in AI innovations. I'm Amy Iverson, and it has been a delight to share with you all that's new and noteworthy in the realm of artificial intelligence. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more insights. Have an outstanding day and continue to innovate.